I guess my Bible storybook. Edgar Meyer's Bible storybook again, always.
Balaam before the king. Numbers chapter 22, verse 36 through chapter 31, verse 9. When King Balak heard Balaam was coming, he rushed to meet him. "Why didn't you come sooner?" the king asked. "Don't you know what I'm able to honor you?" Balaam answered, "I cannot promise to help you even though I have come. I can speak only the words that God gives me." Perhaps King Balak thought the wise man was trying to get more money from him. He did not understand that Balaam could not speak against people in the name of the Lord if God did not approve it. As an idol worshiper, King Balak did not understand about the one true God. The next day, King Balak took Balaam to the top of a mountain. They looked down on the plain where the Israelites camped. Planes is a flat piece of land below the mountain. Balaam told the king to build 7 altars and offer to the Lord an ox and a sheep on each altar. Then Balaam went further up the mountain to talk to the Lord, and the Lord told Balaam what to say to the king. Balaam returned to the king, and the princes said, "How can I say anything against this people when God does not?" And Balaam blessed the Israelites and told how great they would become. King Balak demanded, "What have you done to me? I did not want you to bless these people. I wanted you to speak evil of them." Balaam reminded the king, "I must say what the Lord puts in my mouth." The king thought he would try again. So he took Balaam to another place where he could see part of the Israelite camp. Here again, he built 7 altars and offered sheep and oxen to the Lord. After Balaam spoke to the Lord again, he told the king, "What the Lord has promised, he will do. He commanded me to bless the Israelites, and I cannot change it. God brought them out of Egypt and made them strong." Now the king said, "Balaam, if you can't say evil of them, don't say anything at all." Still the king thought he could change Balaam's mind. He took him to a third place where he built altars and offered sacrifices. Now Balaam knew it pleased the Lord to bless Israel, and he said, "How good are thy tents, O Israel! Your land will be rich and beautiful. Your king will be great, and your kingdom will be exalted." How angry King Balak was. He said, "I had planned to give you riches and honor, but your God has kept them from you. Now get away from here as fast as you can." Although Balaam had spoken only the words of the Lord, yet in his heart he wished he could please the king. Bigger man, he thought of another way to help Balak. If they could get the Israelites to worship idols, then God would not be with them. Oh, and that's what they did. The Moabites and the Midianites made friends with the Israelites. Soon the young men of Israel married young women from the Moab and Midian. Soon the Moabites and the Midianites worshipped idols. These young women took their husbands to the feast of their gods. In this way, many of the Israelites bowed down to idols. God could not have his people worshiping idols. At Moses' command, all those who had sinned in this way were killed. The Israelites were victorious over the Moabites. Victorious! They won over the Moabites and the Midianites in the battle. Balaam was killed because he had caused the children of Israel to sin.